Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. It is May 30th, very powerful number indeed. And I just wanted to bring in and welcome all of you that are moving into these higher vibrations of light and the higher consciousness, and just see what the Infinite Masters want to bring us, because I was getting a message, you know, earlier today that we're already through the first 5 months of this year, and so there's a lot of changes going on with a lot of you, and a lot of shifting that's taking place in the awareness and the knowingness, and just the whole transformation of self-realization. And so many of you have been following me, and there's more and more of you following me on the YouTube network. And it just feels like there's a genuine essence of a very strong, powerful connection coming online with more and more of you from all over that's creating your own quantum fields of consciousness. And so tonight I really want to bring in the essence of these divine masters and bring them in this, that there is just a higher essence of an inner knowing, and an inner, I guess you would say, a blending or a collaboration of the left side and right side of our inner child to our higher soul. And these two areas are really, really important, because if we balance our left and right side, which is the masculine and feminine, and we open up our hearts to our higher soul from our inner child, coming to know that there is a divine connection and a higher communication, then what happens is we start letting go of all those old patterns, the old resistance, the old uncertainties, and the biggest one, of course, is fear. And so I've been finding that there's a lot more energies coming in, that we're finding we have to get balanced of our left and right side, left and right brain, and of our inner knowing mind, recognizing when there is an interruptive frequency and when there is a higher frequency. And so we really have to be grounded, but we really have to be listening to the stillness. We really have to be accepting that there is a greater reality of a higher consciousness here. And so I'm not sure where the activation is going to go tonight, but I do know that there's a message that they want to bring in for each and every one of you that's following me and building your own quantum fields in a higher gradation of intelligence. It's almost like we have the coat of many colors on. We really do feel the spectrums of the higher fifth dimensional frequencies in our fields, in our hearts, in our minds are starting to shake off the blocks and the curves and the road, so to speak. And we're really attuning into the right brain or the masculine side of us and the feminine side and the left brain. And we're starting to just recognize we have deeper aspects of ourselves that's starting to unwind. It's starting to tweak our telepathic ability. It's starting to communicate from a higher essence of a higher consciousness, not from just a wonder what I'll do today, wonder where I'll go, wonder what I should say. All of that is starting to be tweaked into a higher telepathic consciousness because we're opening up to these quantum fields around us and starting to bend into the wave of the quantum space of reality that's flowing upon and within and around us. It would appear that each day we are building and creating these new realities. It's starting to shift us dimensionally. And as we start to truly resonate with these quantum reality fields of consciousness, we're starting to become finely tuned instruments. So I know the masters are coming in right away tonight. I'm hardly even saying, hello, how are you? What's doing out there? But they just wanted to just come in and just bring in this higher consciousness of breathing in, of understanding, of accepting, and just knowing that we're moving into an infinite oneness, not just the fifth dimension. I'm just calling in the infinite masters and their ancient intelligence of higher frequencies around all of us now, and so that they can begin to shift the energy fields around us. And as we anchor our feet on the floor and get anchored in the chair where we're sitting, and just breathe in the light that's pouring upon you. And just allow yourself to move into the sacredness of the stillness. And the essence of these quantum energies. And your peaceful energies. They're pulling out the heaviness that's around us or within us. And these are the infinite masters that I'm asking to come in to move into infinite oneness within your aura fields now and to build the matrix of reality. Deep breath in, everyone. And as we welcome all the spirit guides who you work with, the celestial beings of light, the star elders and ancient ones of the infinite masters of light that call upon my fields. Just feel that essence kind of tapping on top of your crown chakras and calming your heart and relaxing your spinal column. And as the heightened light of protection zooms around you, amplifies you, maybe even heals certain areas of you that require healing. Yeah, my heart shit should know. My shit should know. Ananya, we are here, child. We are here. Ye inamanya, should know. We are bringing you the word of knowledge. And this month of the fifth month is ending in spiraling frequencies of new species beyond the fifth dimension that has been entering into the quantum matrix fields and fine-tuning the inner chakra bodies, elaborately weaving a superconscious telepathic waveform into the grid systems of their solar timelines, preparing them for this 6 month of a fiery frequency that will become stronger and stronger throughout the balance of this year, and from summer solstice into fall equinox. There will be radiant fire frequencies arriving into many of the grid systems on this planet, into the elements and onto the kingdoms. And for many who are awakening and tapping into their higher soul's vibrations of light, there will be a new alignment, a frequent balancing of the higher conscious into the inner conscious body and mind, so that there would be a soul-to-soul connection into the divine aspects of their higher soul vibrational mind that will begin to communicate into these new interdimensional species that are here and now ready to shake up your hearts and minds to even greater levels of light vibrations. Bada Yeshuaya, this is a year that is about to speed up even greater. In this first 5 months, we have been on the waveform, moving up and moving sideways, but no longer moving downward. We are moving on an upward spiral, and we are breathing in the higher spirals of light consciousness. And so it is time to work with the inner body and the inner mind, and work with your masculine and feminine attributes of who you are, to balance your bodies and minds and to create the wonders of oneness consciousness inside you, around you, above and below you, as you build the matrix vibrational field and as you build the new crystalline template of a light body, of light intelligence. It all body and the children know. And so I'm just going to ask that you breathe in the stillness as you close your eyes. And just feel your own energy fields of your own divine presence that you are breathing in your body. You just become grounded within your body, within your mind. Just be anchored in the chair that you're in. but in complete awareness of the sacred space that you are also embodying and becoming a oneness of. As you're breathing in this higher essence, opening up your lungs to the higher light that you're feeling in and out. Breathing up through the nose and down into the heart, out through the mouth. Focus on your energy as you're breathing in and out, clearing and cleansing inside the body. Any restrictive energies in your divine masculine energy body on the right that represents your reality consciousness fields. Just allow it to flow. And feel the energy on your right arm, on this right side of your body, as you breathe in. You're breathing into your entire right side of your body of the masculine divine aspects to be awakened of a universal energy. Beautiful energy. It's on the side of your face or on the back of your right side of your head. Maybe there's a warm feeling as if your own masters are leaning against you, tweaking those dormant energies, the dormant grid systems on the right side of your body to be tapped into. So allow these infinite masters and your own celestial ones to cleanse and purify in those quantum fields of the right side of the body right now. Universal webs, universal species, collaborations of timelines, dimensions of interdimensions of universes. Are the spectrums of sparks and hues and orbs that are building their holographic fields. No child, it is a hologram. Each child would become a hologram of their own aspects, of their own divinities. It is that the masculine and feminine vibratory fields of consciousness within the bodies, within the grid systems of the chakras, axitonal acupuncture meridians must all be synchronized, harmonized, and balanced in the right side to the left side. Wada Yeshua Wada, we are standing on the right side of all who are here and all who are relaxing to our essence, as we are untangling those threads of interruptive frequencies that need to be redirected and unraveled out of their aura bodies of the third dimension into the pristine grid systems of the multidimensional intelligent waveforms that you cannot see but can definitely feel of our static and magnetics tapping onto your arms, onto your hearts, onto your heads. Oh yeah, you sure know. There are many, many sacred dimensions of sacred geometries, of sacred equations of light. And some are in light languages, and some are in light hues, and some are in writings on hieroglyphs and petroglyphs. And they have been in dormancy. And in this year, 2023, they have been unraveling. And those sacred portals and deep below the ocean floors of the tectonic plates in Alaska, in Hawaii, in Easter Island, yet hot it should know in Arctic poles. Yet should know unraveling, unveiling from within Gaia's core heartbeat is connecting to those of the cetacean whale vibrations into the plant kingdoms within the waters. And these species are of a higher interdimension that are in waveforms into your footprints, into those multidimensional timelines that have your imprints. You who were the builders of form, the archetype of higher essence of mastery. You who were the designers, the co-creators, that are re-nurturing and rekindling a new natural light flow within your hearts and minds, are rekindling and rebuilding, recreating a crystalline essence within your quantum fields. And these are the matrix patterns that we are building in the sacred space called stillness around you. Each hour, should you know, the left side of your body needs clearing, cleansing, and purifying. The divine feminine archetype in you needs to be healed, needs to be sealed, and all attachments to that what is around you of this 3D dimension has been holding you back from this transition that is taking place on this planet. The human souls are moving into heightened spiritualities of light beings. And you are feeling, breathing, seeing the universal light energy flowing and restoring you as you let go of the heaviness, of the uncertainty, of the old patterns in the emotional, mental, and physical bodies. You are being restored of a crystallite essence of your true divinity. Breathe in your true divinity now into the left side of your body. Release anything that is of tightness on the left side of your head, shoulder, ribs, hips, left leg, left knee. Let it go. Balancing now in the essence of this highest vibration of a beam of light that I am seeing come. coming down from the ethers in your etheric grid systems that has been detangling those webs of uncertainty of your aura fields of a 3D trauma karma vibration. And it is moving in the Merkaba rotation around you, but and there is a strong empowering frequency of light. It is moving on top of your head now, due balance, the left side, the right side, to bring in a harmonic inner balance. Breathe in this energy of a heightened, harmonized frequency. And feel the light whisking around you in the counter-rotation. Your divine feminine and divine masculine are being balanced and harmonized inside your body, outside your body. And feel this essence in your heart expanding into a light consciousness. We are bringing in a divine universal force of light energy to heal your body, elevate your soul essence into these higher dimensional states of consciousness that is arriving on this planet, on all gateways, equinox, solstice, full moons, eclipses. Just relax your shoulders even more. And anything that feels heavy, just let it flow through so that you are floating into the sacred space around you. And the masculine and feminine essence within you is intertwined as oneness in your heart, in your inner mind, the higher mind. That you would ask now for clarity. Bring in the clarity of all hearts and minds. So that a simple question, an intention, if you will, can be presented into this higher essence of sacredness that is around you, of your higher soul, of your higher mastery, of your infinite intelligence that is connecting and breathing within you now. So just allow your inner heartbeat and inner mind, soul being, to ask, what is it that you have for me today? Elevate my mind and body to become oneness of my infinite divine essence, balanced harmonically of the masculine and feminine frequencies in every fiber of my being. To co-create a higher intelligence of who I truly am. As we sit in this sacred space of stillness, we will just allow the dome of light of the highest hologram of who we are to assemble around each one of us. Breathe it in. And as your own hologram of a higher field of light intelligence, of a higher frequency, of your own divinities, of universal light masters, or aligning to your own beam of light, aligning into your soul grid systems that have been dormant within the masculine energies of the body. Just breathe in this heightened state of consciousness. And become familiar with the essence that you're breathing in. It's your soul-to-soul connection of your higher self. Yet you are anchored and sitting quite comfortably in your body. You are knowing that you are floating and connecting and becoming oneness with these beautiful, beautiful grid systems around you. And that these infinite masters are building around you in quantum matrix fields. Protecting you and building a structure for you to breathe in and out. As you expand your heart, to a higher starlight frequency, and your feet are anchored, and your awareness is tweaked now. And that you do have a hologram around your body. That you do have a beam of light coming down and around you, creating a dome around you. And it is sacred. Now breathe in all that you can visualize into your inner mind. Just allow your mind to accept whatever is being delivered, whatever you see, whatever sacred geometry, whatever words you hear, whatever vision you're delivered. It is an expression. It is an essence of your own divinity. It wants to get to know you once more. I'm asking now for an infinite word of knowledge, as all who are connected can begin communicating and vibrating in the absolute harmonic bliss of enlightenment. Into every word that shall be delivered and every frequency that shall expand their hearts and minds to be in the oneness. And allowing their body structure to receive these quantum fields of energies of light intelligence during this transmission of information. What are you to do, Kuramani, to choose you to know? I am here, child, to bring in a word of knowledge that all who are ready to express their abilities of light intelligences will become more empowering each day now. Their own essence of remembering their own powers that have been hidden, that are now exposing, are already beginning to be fueled of more light through the spectrums of these quantum fields that each and every one is projecting now and transmitting onto one another. Yes, there are many hundreds of thousands of light workers, teachers, shamans, sages, seers, healers that are assisting in the evolution of the ascension of this planet. But it is working within your own essence of your own divinity that will allow you to move, to feel, to see, to hear, and to become an expanded essence of your own sacred oneness of who you are. As you begin releasing continually each day and opening up your heart, opening up the upper heart, the gateway to reality of higher frequencies, you will become oneness on subliminal moments throughout the day. Data, you should or know, we have spoke about the stillness. We have delivered the quantum fields, and we have been detangling those webs of confusion that have been wrapped around the consciousness grid systems, preventing the soul connections. And now, the configuration of heightened dimensions of light are arriving to co-create the new reality consciousness through these quantum energy fields that is arriving to help dissolve the old waveforms, the old tangled programs, become enlightened, to become empowered, to become elevated into a higher vibrational body, a higher vibrational mind. And that a new body, a crystallite template, would be breathing in and shifting you, awakening you, transforming you into a new structure. As you allow your physical, mental, emotional bodies to move into the higher spiritual journeys more often throughout the day and night, you will begin creating a higher divinity of your true soul, and all the spiritual soul journeys will start unveiling. And you will have the higher soul of who you are in the realms. You will have the inner soul of who you are in this dimension, on this planet, as oneness breathing in to one another, as one heartbeat, as one infinite mind, intertwining, collaborating in one physical body, in one holographic field of another body, layers within layers, grid systems of time, moving and evolving in a oneness journey, all within a harmonic vibration of love. There are many, many systems in the realms. There are many, many equations and spectrums of light that arrive in quotients of reality, droplets, that one can only fathom how many droplets would it take to build a crystalline body, a crystallized conscious mind. It is not for you to consider, child. It is just for you to breathe in, adapt, and become oneness of. The transmissions of the higher fifth dimensional beings who are arriving from the interdimensions, stellar dimensions, the galactic, the cosmic, and universal realms, all higher dimensions are arriving to strengthen the soul consciousness within all who are awakening and unraveling into higher dimensions of a higher light, a crystalline template, body and mind. You didn't know. It is just that your divine presence has always been within your heart, within your soul, child. And it is all about bringing it home into a higher essence, into a higher vibration, and to stimulate your mind more often, not to follow the hearts and minds of others. Stay grounded, but stay stimulated by the telepathic vibrations of the higher wisdom keepers that are here, standing right beside you right now, on your right side. There are multidimensional changes taking place on this planet, more than you could ever fathom. And your mental and emotional bodies are becoming fueled by higher intelligence. It's time to light up your minds, clear, cleanse, and purify your bodies. Let go of all those other disharmonic energies around you so that you can be in the higher essence of your telepathic waveforms. This is how you grow and expand into a light being. This is how you tap into those gifts of reality and abilities that will resolve all other energies, all other thought forms that have been in the way or troubling you. You will be embracing, you will be harmonizing, and you will be creating a new blueprint, or shall I say, a new crystal template within your bodies. There will be light energies that will be aligning you and building your higher self into your higher conscious mind. This is what will help you to integrate the gifts that have been hidden within you. This will help integrate those energies that we have awakened in the masculine divine soul seeds within you today. It is just that you are ready to start building a higher source from who you are. No longer waiting. No more reservations. No, it is time to take a leap into the ethers and take that higher stretch beyond the beyond. Maybe from the galactic to the cosmos. Maybe you're in the cosmos and you're stretching to the universal grid systems. You are stretching. You are integrating and you are flowing in the higher essence of the oneness more than you realize. In every minute, you are stretching, you are growing, and the hologram around you is the bubble that you cannot see, but it is building of bigger spectrums of universals, of light vibrations. I can see the crystallized energies around you. I see the beautiful vibrations in your minds, in your hearts, and the desires that you have to move into a full integration of your higher stream-lined bodies of light beings. It is all coming together quite rapidly now, and it is all through your integrations into the higher consciousness of telepathy. These telepathy frequencies will be joined by teleportation frequencies by locating, jumping the grids of time, cleansing your aura, when you move back into your body. It's so very interesting to see what I see from this dimension. And it can happen in seconds, within milliseconds of your interdimensional hearts and minds when you start reaching beyond the stars, as they would say, into your grid systems of who you truly are. This aligning into the ascension frequencies of your own starlight forces will begin telepathically sweeping through your hearts and minds, not just on the six gateway children, but absolutely on solstice. We will be waiting in the realms, and for many, we will be waiting and watching you on the ocean floors with the whales, with the tectonic plates and the glaciers, where this one will be purifying hearts and minds, cleansing and oscillating into the higher grid systems of magnetics. All will be in the etheric realms simultaneously on this planet, on all of these gateways, solstices, full moons, eclipses and equinoxes throughout the balance of this year. And it will be the highest vibration of love that these masters of light, masters of infinities that know who you are, welcome you to join in this hoop of oneness, this shifting into a higher realization that the time is now. The star systems are here. The transmissions of light are ready for you to breathe in, and you are more than ready. We ask now that you breathe in the essence of the knowledge that has been delivered now into your hearts and minds, and let it permeate in the stillness for 1 minute. Breathe in even deeper and calmer. And just accept. The beautiful essence of who you are. The profound oneness of your masculine and feminine conscious networks within you. Your left, right side, your left, right mind, your left, right heart. Is healing one another. Every cell and every fiber of your being is moving into oneness and collaboration of your inner soul child into your higher soul of infinite knowledge that is knitting into the left and right side of the body. One perfect waveform of love. Your higher infinite soul is speaking to you now in a blended vibration of love. Breathe it in. feel the warmth and magnetic frequency around you wrapping as this coat of diamond frequencies of light becomes your aura field, your quantum matrix grid, your light of who you are. You may look into the eyes of your master soul now. It's looking at you, you're looking at you. You are oneness now. Breathe it in to your heart as one now also. Zero separation. You are in the infinite all essence of oneness within you, around you, beyond you. And this is the zero space and zero time of infinite love. And it is right inside you, right inside your heartbeat. And yet it is a warm blanket now, embracing you, co-creating you. You are the physical form. You are the structure of reality of who you truly are now.
But others should know. Kata, you should know.
Give yourself a warm hug so that you can feel the left side and right side with your left hand and right hand around you. Move your left foot on top of your right foot, or your right foot on top of your left foot. You feel the oneness there and the anchoring in of this beautiful, beautiful being of who you are inside, outside, around, in every cell of your body. Your divinity of your masculine divine soul, feminine divine soul, is integrating oneness of love, peace, and harmony. You don't know what God and they had to know. And all that is around you is your quantum fields, grid systems of equations of light. Yet you are here, sitting here on the chair, as you open your eyes and look around, and feel the space, the sacred space around you, that you are breathing in and breathing out, is of quantum vibrations of light intelligence. Yet we have just tapped into, in this infinite moment of space and time. You're white and you didn't know. There is no reservations now. There is full understanding. There is full acceptance. But there's also the peacefulness and the bliss. And there are no interruptions. All that is just is infinite reality. And your inner child, your inner soul, is in absolute vibrations of reality. I am seeing these infinite beings around me bowing down, and they're stepping back behind me in gratitude that I have delivered their message and their activation into all of your hearts and minds, so that you would have a self-realization, that you have a moment's time to integrate all of your abilities, all of your realities, in every moment of stillness. And that is all. We leave you now with a higher essence. That is all. Deep breath in, slow breath out. As you gently come back into your body and back into the room even deeper now. And I just wanted to thank each and every one of you for listening and traveling and being in this beautiful, beautiful essence with me tonight. It's hard to believe that this Telepathic Tuesday is already at the end of May. Wow. And I'm looking at the beautiful, beautiful sky. I'm seeing the birds and the trees. And I'm just wondering just how beautiful it's going to be for the month of June. And those of you who want to be with me in Alaska, well, guess what? You can be with me in Alaska because I'm going to be on my YouTube. So if you tap into the Nora Walks in Spirit YouTube, you'll be able to see my journey as I'm going to be working with the whales and working with the eagles and the glaciers for the summer solstice. And you can tune in to my YouTube network and be with me. How cool is that? And I'll be giving a broadcast probably on the blog talk throughout that time frame also. We'll see. We'll see what the masters want to do. But they definitely want you to be on board with the journey. And so tap into being with me on that. And in the next week or so, we'll be on the Master Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for a little bit more tidbit of what's going to be happening for the 6-6 Gateway. It's going to be a very, very sacred month of June. The message they've given me of this collaboration of integration is all they kept saying to me. This is an integration and a month of collaborating the inner body, inner mind into the higher body, higher mind, and to integrate a crystalline frequency. And so that's what will be occurring on the planet in all kingdoms and all elements. From the 6th month into the 10th month is what they've given me. These are profound months coming, June till October. And that will prepare us for walking into the higher, higher formats of the crystal consciousness. So I look forward to having you follow me on my YouTube, subscribe to it, and we'll be in the higher realms in the next few days before the 6-6 Gateway. I am still seeing this highest, highest beam of light on the planet. It's coming in, and it's also this higher, higher beam is still right on top of everybody's crown chakra, and the hologram or holographic field around each and every one of you is of this crystalline matrix. It's a very, very elaborately woven grid system of multidimensional grid systems in each holographic field that I see wrapping around many on the planet right now, individually. And we're all bumping our bubbles, bumping our bubbles like soap bubbles in a bath. We're all collaborating our spectrums of light intelligence. Have a lovely evening or a lovely morning, whichever day you're at on the World Wide Web here. And we'll be in touch real soon. Share this Telepathic Tuesday with whoever you wish, and have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.